in that spaciousness, and so you, that spaciousness you bring to every sense perception. That spaciousness is there, you don't really bring it, you realize it's already there. For example, when you look at something, let's say it's the flowers, when you look at something and there's no mental noise around it, there's simply this perception of that. I recommend that practice highly, to look at a flower in the state of such alertness, relaxed alertness, that you don't need to label it in any way. The first thing you notice when you do that is how still a flower is. And you, I'm sure you never noticed that before when you looked at it through the mind. The mind has no knowledge of stillness. The mind is noise. So when you look at a flower, an amazing thing happens. The first thing you feel, of course you see the beauty, there's the color, and there's the light shining through the petals. It's very beautiful. But you notice more than that. You notice that it is very still. And you, anything in nature, you suddenly notice that there is an essence beyond that which you see. It lives in a state of deep stillness. And there, when you notice that, what does that mean when I say now you notice that? It means at that moment, that deep stillness is there in you when you notice it in a flower, that a flower lives in that state. The noticing it is the arising in you of that state of stillness. And that is a state of great sacredness and aliveness and beauty, but deeper than the beauty of form. It is the formless that arises in you, the formless consciousness. So that is what I mean when I use the word spaciousness. Perhaps you didn't quite know what I meant. So we are gradually getting there. I'm giving you a few more pointers to what that means. There's a wake-up call. Nature here is so alive. All plants that have good karma come to California. And there's such profusion of plant life here. So anything to truly, a flower, a plant could be, you wouldn't need any more spiritual teachers. Any flower could be your teacher, and wouldn't need any other teacher if you can truly be with a flower and be alert and watch. So the intelligence that created that flower and that beauty operates in complete stillness. It doesn't need noise. It doesn't need to have a committee meeting to find out how we can create a beautiful flower. Let's discuss it. Let's feed the information into the computer and let's talk about that and let's break it up into little mathematical formulae and okay, how can we, let's create a beautiful, something incredibly beautiful. Let's bring the most intelligent minds here on the planet and let's create something incredibly beautiful. And after a lot of noise making, they would never be able to create something like that. So the greater intelligence operates without noise. Only the human mind is an aspect of the vast intelligence, a tiny aspect that is noisy. And that's fine too if you're not seeking yourself in the noise. If you're seeking yourself in the mental noise, it's torture, it's a prison, it's awful. Otherwise, okay, the mind is a particular expression of intelligence and it is noisy. There's no problem there. And that's not who you are. It operates in you, no problem. You need it for certain things, it's helpful. For many, many things you need the mind, except for knowing who you are. Except for the most important thing in your life. For everything else, it's fine. And when you truly notice that a flower exists in complete stillness, it not only is still inside, you almost sense that it's surrounded also by stillness, a field of stillness, everything in nature. And it's beautiful. It's alive. But it's not noisy. So the noticing of that dimension is the spaciousness that is around the content in your life. And I've only given the example of the flower so far, but you will see that it applies to all the content in your life, to all your experiences, they happen. Let's now shift from the flower to a traffic jam. You're sitting in a car, stress, you need to be there, but you're not moving. So that is an experience. There's an experience of stopping, no movement. The same spaciousness that is, of course, easier to become aware of when you contemplate a flower, that event that we call the traffic jam, you can also notice that it is surrounded within the spaciousness, because that spaciousness is always the now in which it happens. So what you become aware of, there's the traffic jam, which otherwise would have irritated you tremendously and brought up anger or frustration or made the unhappy story of me even more unhappy. Instead, there's the traffic jam. And how do you find the spaciousness around that event? Simply by allowing that moment to be. The moment you say yes to anything that happens completely, instead of fighting or resisting what is, you become aware of a dimension that is deeper than the event. Now, whatever label I use for that, it doesn't matter. Just every label is just a little pointer. I can call it a spaciousness around it. A stillness in which it happens. And that, now we Next time there's a traffic jam, see what happens when you completely say, right, here I am, the car is not moving, it is as it is. And suddenly, there's a stillness around the content. And then your next practice will be an emotion arising, anger arising. Maybe you didn't catch the traffic jam in time, so you became angry. Anger comes up. And here too, you can allow that. Say, there's anger, here it is. It's anger has a lot of energy to it. It is as it is. There's the energy that we call anger, trapped energy, like something trying to get out. It is as it is. No, it's not so easy here. It's easier to see the spaciousness, the silence around a flower than the silence and spaciousness around anger. But the same principle is at work. Anything that you allow, any form that arises, that you do not resist because you see the futility of resisting a form that has arisen, it is, what can you do? Of course you can, then action is possible, but in the meantime it is. So whatever arises in the now is completely accepted, and through that a deeper dimension suddenly reveals itself to you. And that I sometimes call the spaciousness around things, the spaciousness around whatever the content is. And then you can take the whole story in your head of me and my past and my life situation and see also that it's surrounded by spaciousness.